This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Folks, Jimmy did learn something from the Pittsburgh Steelers when he was a minority owner with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Bet you didn't know that, did you? We had Mary Cake on yesterday, and we asked her, and this hit me like a ton of bricks on the drive-in this morning, asked her about the future of Kevin Stefanski, and she said this.
No, I don't think that anyone is safe no matter what. I mean, there are some that are, but I think it's basically a season of exploration, and I mean winning, of course, but also trying to figure out if one of these young guys, and I mean everybody but Joe, can be their quarterback of the future. And we know that they are poised to draft a quarterback in the first round. I think they should draft a quarterback in the first round next year. But yeah, so I think because of that, they're not looking at this as a make or break season for this regime.
The internet got a little bit upset about that because it went around. I mean, there was other podcasts that picked it up. We're thankful. Those were always nice guys, and I know that they were talking about it on the afternoon drive show and in the midday and everything like that. Because there's a lot of people who are fit to be tied going, when are they going to answer for any of this? When the hell are these guys going to look up at the scoreboard and finally say, the other team's got more points than us? When the hell is somebody going to answer for this? And to that, I am sympathetic. I'll tell you that right now. Because I can like these guys as people all I want, but hey, at some point, you got to win. There's plenty of good guys who have been let go as head coaches in the NFL and as general managers in the NFL. But I think that this is where Jimmy has learned something from the Pittsburgh Steelers, and nobody wants to believe me on that. And I'm sure you guys are sitting there going, oh, here comes Ken Haslam again. Here comes the water boy. Every time we have one of the outsiders on, which are NFL insiders, what do they tell us about Kevin Stefanski? You know where this is going. Well, Kevin, one of the great minds in offense, if he got fired by the Browns, he'd have another job. He'd have at least a top OC job by the end of the week. He may have another head coaching job by the end of the week. We've had a conga line of people here over this last offseason, coming off of 3-13, that have told us, man to man, woman to man, person to person, that this guy is one of the great offensive minds in the NFL, that he would have another head coaching job or at least an offensive coordinator job for a contender within a week of him being let go by the Cleveland Browns, at least. And I got to thinking, we're doing the same thing that they're doing in Pittsburgh. Now, Mike Tomlin's been a hell of a lot more successful than Kevin Stefanski. That's a huge difference between the two. But how many people line up and say to the Pittsburgh Steelers and to the guys in the afternoon over there and any of the media, if Mike Tomlin were to be let go or separated, if they have a separation, they really don't fire people over there with the Steelers. But if there was a separation and he were to step down as head coach of the Steelers, he'd have opportunities to be a head coach. He's been a head coach for a long time. Maybe he'd like some time off, but he'd have good, solid opportunities with NFL football teams to be a head coach at the end of the week, would he not? It's the same thing. And I think that Jimmy looks at it and says, you know, I got hammered for being polarizing to the point, just being quick to move guys, being quick to hire, quick to fire, quick to put people in as a general manager. Now we have something that it at least is something that we trust. It's consistent in the leadership. However, it's obviously not translated altogether on the field, except for two fun seasons. Two. The other ones have been really, really, really bad and really ugly and mired in controversy. But I think that that's why Kevin Stefanski holds on to it. And until they do something crazy and just really bottom out and these quarterbacks look listless and the offense look listless and the team just doesn't follow him, yeah, there's definitely no hot seat for Kevin Stefanski. He's the head coach. I think they certainly intend on him being the head coach for the entire year. And I'll tell you what, I know Baskin and Phelps had said something yesterday where it's like, hey, you know, it only takes one or two things to happen midseason for that to change. I don't think that will be. I think that he's safe to be the head coach for the rest of this year. Now, again, if they turn in a two-win football team, you're going to have people over there at the gate in Berea. But damn, they may very well be looking at this going, hey, we'll take a swing on these quarterbacks, but we've hamstrung them. We'll see where it goes.
So you don't think he'd get fired if they only won six games?
I think he'd be safer with seven, but I really don't know. I really don't think he would. I don't really think he'd get fired if they only won six games.
I feel like this town will be so irate.
They will be irate.
I feel like
they will be irate.
That stadium will be completely empty by, I don't know, the three quarters mark.
Uh-huh.
By December, by late November, early December. And I think the calls, it'll be every day.
Yeah.
Fire. I mean, they were having us. I mean, you remember the calls we got after we beat San Francisco. We were getting fire Stefanski calls. And look, they won three games last year. And even if people are on board, like, oh, it makes sense. We got the two first-round picks next year. You know, we don't need to do anything crazy because it really hasn't been an offseason, even though they only won three games. Normally, if a coach and an organization put a three-win team, you know, out there in a year that they were supposed to compete for the playoffs, when that happens around the NFL, normally every radio show host argues for the organization to get bounced and the coach to be fired, and every fan calls in and says the coach should be fired. We really didn't get that. This offseason, people were pretty, would you say, what would be the way you would describe how people were? Like, yeah, like cautious, not thrilled, obviously, with three wins when it looked like they were tanking the last quarter of the year. But if you hand in another season that's remotely like that, and we've talked a bunch about the first six games of the year and how hard that schedule is, and if they start out like 1-5, I think the Haslams will succumb to the noise at that point. And I do think you could see a house cleaning.
If you do that, you're just buying into the... Oh, God. Oh God, I don't even want to say it because I know Joey's going to make a video of me and make me look bad.
Well, you might as well set up straight and get it out right then.
If you do that, you're just buying into the whole Belichickian thing from the 90s. The fans got Belichick fired, that the media got Belichick fired. Then you're just buying into that?
Well, it would be, I mean, if they only won six games, that would make for 46 and 55. Most coaches get fired at 46 and 55. Do they not? And most organizations get bounced at 46 and 55 career record.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. You say they'd be succumbing to, you know, that hey, they're operating at the whims of the fan. No, they wouldn't. That's six years.
I think
how many coaches get 6 years today in the NFL?
Hey, brother, I'm just saying that's how they'd feel. And I'm telling you right now, if they made that move, you think you hate the national media now, folks? Oh, you better wait. You better wait. Because if he got canned after this year for winning like four games, it's going to be the dysfunction of the Browns claims another victim. The dysfunction of the Browns and what they've done over so many years of ownership. They claim another victim in Kevin Stefanski. This man, this great man, this great offensive thinker, and he's going to go on and take another job with somebody else. I mean, you could see it happening. Like, you could see it with Detroit. You could see it with a couple. I mean, they've just made a move with Ben Johnson getting another head coaching job. We'll see what Detroit does this year. I think that Dan Campbell doesn't get as much credit as maybe he deserves with the offensive side of the ball, but, you know, we'll see where that goes. There's going to be opportunities for him. And I think there's a lot of fans who hear me say that, and they go, yeah, good luck, fine. We wish you well. But I think that they weigh in the opinions of people around the league who still find Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry to be forward thinkers, great minds in football, much to the chagrin of guys driving on 480 right now and 77 and are at stoplights going, what the hell am I hearing right now? We're my favorite football team. Is this a bizarro word? And I go, yeah, in so many ways, yes, it is. Because at some point, you have to answer for your record. And you just gave a great point. And at the end of this season, you see, I won't even be able to defend it if it's four wins. And let me tell you why. Because they've given his offense back. I think a lot of fans could understand going, hey, you pulled the rug out from under him. You had this albatross as a quarterback. Those aren't my words. That's Troy Aikman saying it himself. You had this albatross as a quarterback you had to force feed to this fan base. I think a lot of fans could understand it because you could blame it on the quarterback and the systems around him. Now, I don't know who you can blame except for the people that you're going to be yelled at for wanting to move on from. It's going to be a tough one, man. It's going to be a tough one. Like, it has to be so horrifically bad. It has to be drama. It has to be anger. It has to be frustration. And it has to be losing. And it's not just with the fans. It has to be within the locker room for that to happen. Yes, Owen?
He's the ninth longest tenured coach in the NFL.
Yes, he is.
The only one that has more time than him with a losing record is Zach Taylor. He's got one more year.
Uh-huh.
Zach Taylor in Cincinnati. He went to a Super Bowl.
There you go. I mean, you have four organizations. Think about the AFC North. You got four organizations. John Harbaugh, as much as he's well-liked and respected, and rightfully so, considering he was willing to change his offense three different times, once when Lamar came in, once when they let go of old Greg Roman when he looked like me, yeah. And now this new offense with Todd Monken, he's changed his offense three times for the same great quarterback and has done very well with him. He stayed. He was on the hot seat at one point. Zach Taylor, you know I don't really like him much, but they're not making moves down there, and that's probably monetary down there because they're cheap. Pittsburgh, they don't like to move on from anybody, and here we are in Cleveland, 6 years in. And I'm looking at the phones right now. I know that you're going to shoot the messenger. I'm not claiming what is about to be claimed towards me. I'm just telling you that's the way that the rest of the NFL feels about him.
Yeah, but are you saying—
We are in the same situation as an angry fan in Cranberry, Pennsylvania right now.
You said the Haslams have learned from the Rooneys and Pittsburgh. But in this case, is that a good thing?
I didn't say it was.
Well, what do you
think? Didn't say it was.
Do you think it's a good thing?
Well, I mean, at the end of the year, you can't just keep trotting out the same thing. Because at the end of the year, if you're still a three-win football team, who's going to have confidence that Andrew Berry is going to pick the right quarterback? Who's going to have confidence that the head coach is going to be able to work with said quarterback? But damn, Mary Kay ain't lying to anybody, and she just ain't trying to make us upset while she's out in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, taking a look at all the elk and all the other caribou that are out there. She's telling the truth. You don't want to hear it, but that's the truth of the matter. 216-474-0092, should Kevin Stefanski start the season on the hot seat? I got a couple of people here. Stay right there. I'm going to get to you guys because I think I'm going to get yelled at for telling the truth. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lima, and I actually got some in common with the Rooney family.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
I think we know the answer from a lot of people, but I think the NFL insiders disagree. Mike Florio of Pro Football Talk. I got something in common with the Roonies here. Can you believe this, Tone? Mike Florio, the general consensus he said around the league is that the NFL is that the Steelers are concerned with the way that TJ Watt finished the 2024 season and could be questioning his projection moving forward. Quote, yeah, I mean, it's more than common sense around the league. Why would the Steelers be waiting so long? Why would this be the sense that there's a gap? You never pay a guy for what he's done. You pay a guy for what they're going to do. If you pay him for what they've done, they're asking for trouble. That's according to what Mike Florio has said and written in Pro Football Talk. And we bring this up all the time where what has he done lately where Myles Garrett continues to do things at a very high level. But regardless of what we think of him, this show is pro-Myles Garrett, he continues to do things at a very high level for the Cleveland Browns. It doesn't pay off the same way it does for the Steelers, but how much does it pay off for the Steelers? And so they're in a weird spot where I just think you're held up. You got Aaron Rodgers there. I don't know if you pay him more money for this year or do something with TJ Watt. You got to have him back because the return is not going to be. You're not going to get Trey Hendrickson. You're not going to get Aiden Hutchinson. You're not going to get any of these other guys for TJ Watt. It just ain't happening. So you might as well rework something out for at least this year with TJ Watt. Get his ass on the field and then work from there. And then do what you do with there, because I don't think you have any other choice if you're over there. But it still goes to show you that I think that this is the ultimate champion's pose with our argument with the other guys over there about Myles Garrett.
Yeah. Now, what's funny is we had to go through a very, very rough media campaign from our best player. Pittsburgh hasn't had to endure that with TJ Watt. Like, that was rough. We can't act like we didn't have people every day calling us to say, goodbye, you're done, never going to build a statue for you.
They were men.
Well, yeah. I mean, can't blame the fans for being mad during that time.
Yeah.
And I did wonder, like, once he signed the contract, did that change anybody's perspective on Miles? Or the first game, if he gets zero sacks in the first game of the year against Cincinnati, will that not be shoved in his face immediately and in our faces from callers? Like, now, because he did all that, and now he signed that massive contract, you can bet, like, people are going to bring that back up if he doesn't perform amazingly.
Pony did put out there, would you make this trade? TJ Watt and a 2026 sixth-round pick for Terry McLaurin and a third-round pick. He said he votes yes. I don't know what the Washington Commanders would really want with TJ Watt when you want more weapons for a guy. Your defense is... I thought they've always drafted pretty decently on defense over there. Maybe Chase Young, you say whatever you want to aside, he was the pick. But why do they want to take away Terry McLaurin from Jaden Daniels? They don't want to do that. 216-474-0092. Rick in Maple Heights. All right, back to Stefanski. Should he start the season on the hot seat? Rick, go ahead.
Oh, no, it is Fred.
This is Fred?
Fred.
Nicely produced. Go ahead.
All right. Hey, first things first, man, I got to say, all the fans that called in and ripped Myles Garrett for that decision he was going to make and that he ended up making, I mean, shame on them, man, because without him on the Browns, man, he was arguably the best player on the Browns. Without him, man, they ain't doing numbers like that. We ain't doing half the things we did just with him. The guy stayed getting double teamed. I mean, he's a one-man crew. This isn't basketball. He can't take on a whole offense by itself. Now with him getting some help over there, you know, hopefully, we can start to see the big numbers start to pile up at this point in his career. So shame on everybody that ripped him, man, just because he was going to make a business move, man. You know, he got to cash out.
I just wish he would have – the only thing I'll tell you this, Fred, I just wish he would have said, pay me more money. You say I'm the best in the league. I deserve to be paid the best in the league. I think that would have been a finer tact than what he had said, because if it's about winning, then – okay, they're not going to be doing a bunch of winning, and then people are going to have a bad taste in their mouth about that. Like, I got to understand the other side of that. I don't necessarily agree because I want the player, Fred, but damn it, I got to understand their frustration.
Well, when it comes to money, man, we going to, you know, depending on who told him to say what, you know what I mean? Sometimes it's best just to, maybe the way he came out about it wasn't the right way. Could have been a better approach to it. I will say that it was better off probably to say nothing at this point, right? Because if he would have said, just pay me more money, it's going to be people in the city already complaining about that. You know what I mean? Oh, we got to pay him more money. He can't, he's always getting double, yada, 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 right? But that's all I wanted to say about Miles. Now, back to Stefanski, bro. Oh, come on, Ken. He on the hot seat. He's been on the hot seat since last season. He's been on the hot seat since he came in the door, to be honest. He had some good things, but we got to stop with this. He's throwing the word great around. If everybody's great, then who's good? All right, we got to stop that, man. He's not great. He's done subpar OC work. Subpar, bro. He ain't done nothing no more. If we gave Freddie Kitchens long enough time, I believe Freddie Kitchens could be dialing up some of the same stuff that Kevin Stefanski dials up. So we got to stop with this word. He's a great offensive mind. Let's just stop it. If we give anybody enough time back there, they're going to figure it out. All right, that's what this guy's been doing. He's got more than enough time right here. We got to stop because the stuff he's done, he hasn't brung a winning culture, a winning mantra, a winning attitude. He hasn't changed the culture. We hear this every year about the culture. He hasn't done anything besides, give out gold dog chains that them guys wear during preseason?
I don't think that was even his idea. I don't think the dog chains was even his. He doesn't seem like a dog chains guy.
Well, then that speaks volumes right there, right? Because it says that he hasn't brung anything into the room besides, look, I want you to run my system, and if you can't run my system, then I really don't want to deal with you. That's what I've seen Kevin Stefanski bring to the table.
Well, I'll tell you what, Fred. I mean, I'll tell you what, that's one of my main concerns, and thank you very much for the call. That I have to tell you, is he too rigid on his offense? Can he... I don't think that Deshaun Watson is really able to play the position anymore for a multitude of reasons. But damn it, does he hamstring your offense because of what he runs? Does it always, if like say you hold on to him after this year, no matter what the record is? By the way, they did exactly what I knew they were going to do. That's why you know what? You're going to make me have to choose my words carefully, and now I'm going to start censoring myself for the radio because of the videos that Keith is putting out there. Just going to point that out right now for everybody. Thanks a lot. Secondly, when it goes back to Kevin Stefanski, Anthony, this is what makes me more concerned. Is it still his offense no matter what? If you hold on to him no matter what this year and you go into next year looking for the quarterback, what if that quarterback doesn't necessarily fit that mold? Because, I mean, you're looking at two guys right now in that draft class, and it's way too early to be talking draft, and I don't know anything as far as who exactly they like, if they like anybody. I'll give Kenny a chance, but I want to give Dylan Gabriel and I want to give Shedeur Sanders a chance. Let's see what they can do. But going into next year, you have Garrett Nussmeier, more of a drop-back quarterback, probably will come out. You have Drew Aller, more of a drop-back quarterback, going to come out. Are we just drafting those guys because they fit the Kevin Stefanski play action 12 personnel mold? Or are we taking the best quarterback we can? Because you got to still be able, part of being a good coach is finding a way to get players from point A to B. Because you can sit there and try to put them in places, but if they can't get to B for you, you're not going to do anything.
So I guess I'm hearing you talk, but I haven't heard you get to the heart of, do you agree or disagree that he should be on the hot seat right now? Because I don't know how in the NFL, coming off a 3-win season and not making, Zach Taylor, you had referenced earlier, at least got to the Super Bowl. We could debate how much he had an impact on that, but his team got to the Super Bowl. Kevin was the least successful of all those coaches that have had their jobs for this period of time.
Yeah.
How's he not on the hot seat? So do you think he should be on the hot seat?
I don't, because I don't think
you
that
don't think
no,
he should.
My reason is totally different from everything else.
You do or you don't. You don't think he is.
Because under general circumstances, you would put him on the hot seat. But you can't put him on the hot seat because if I'm expecting you, if you're on the hot seat, you're expected to do what? You're expected to win. So how do I put the guy on the hot seat when I don't think they're going to win a lot of football games?
Yeah, but a lot of coaches go into a season where it's like, if they don't win this year, they're gone.
I mean, I could see him in a situation like they kind of do in college football, where it's like you take a guy like Sam Pittman, right, down there at Arkansas. Now, he won a couple of more games than people thought he was going to win, but he went into the last season for a lot of folks as a lame duck because they thought, well, you know what, we got a tough schedule this year. Let's let this guy take the losses for the rest of his contract or another year on his contract. Then we'll bring in somebody new and we'll work with that guy. And I almost think it could be end up being the same way. It could be, hey, we're going to see what Kevin can do. If Kevin can get these guys to work well, we'll reevaluate. If he can't, then we're going to let Kevin take the losses and we will start fresh next year. We will start fresh with a new quarterback. We will start fresh with a new head coach and we will roll together. Because I really don't want to have happen. I mean, we've talked about that to death. I don't want them to be on different timelines. I thought it put Caleb Williams behind. I think it's put a lot of quarterbacks behind. When you get a guy that you're holding on to and it's just a non-fit with your quarterback, because your quarterback goes in with preconceived notions. So you want a new guy with, or at least, or maybe a proven guy, which you're not going to get, but you either want a new guy or a proven guy with your new fresh quarterback. And you probably want that guy to have a very big hand in taking that quarterback. So you want that all to mesh together. That's a scenario I could see. So it's odd. I think in so many circumstances, yeah, he should start the season on the hot seat. But how can I put him on the hot seat when I got a four-quarterback race? I got the most open quarterback room in,
the
NFL.
You're talking more about just fairness to Stefanski. Because as we know, life isn't fair in the NFL. And guys, coaches get fired all the time. And when they get fired, they tell their buddies, like, well, how was I supposed to win? I mean, look at who my quarterback was. Or look at the offensive line and the injuries or whatever. That's every tower, but my defense. But I had a coordinator that was supposed to fix the defense. Like, they always have a litany of excuses, but we just know how this is in the NFL. You don't get to a year seven when your year five and six are 3-14. And then in this case, I threw out 6-11. Every coach in a league gets fired under those circumstances, unless they've been to the Super Bowl, won the Super Bowl, have created, you know, real equity with the fan base, like that really hasn't happened here.
It's a situation where I have to talk out of both sides of my mouth, which I hate to do and I don't want to do. And you can call me out for it, and you have, because if you start him on the hot seat, then why did you even bring him back? You agree with that, right? But under most circumstances, like, buddy, you've been here 6 years. You have an under 500 record as a head coach. We drafted a quarterback. We have jettisoned a quarterback. We have brought in a quarterback that's been a total failure. How do you survive that? All right, well, the outsiders, which are insiders, people outside of Cleveland but are inside the NFL, they keep telling you that this guy's a savant. But I have serious concerns with that. And regardless, there's been serious savants out there that have succumbed to the circumstance regardless. So I think a Browns fan, and certainly a guy like myself, you're in an impossible position. 216-474-0092. Tay in Cleveland, you're next up on the fan. Hello.
Hey, how you doing, Ken?
Doing well, Tay.
Love the show.
Thank you.
My take is with Stefanski is, I think he's on the hot seat because, I mean, like you said, it's a 6 year. I agree with a lot of the things you were saying, but I mean, he had I had potential in him. Like when he took, we almost had a chance to make it to the Super Bowl with Baker, but after that, I mean. The decision making in the following year after that, I mean, you had chances to win games, and I just think the far as him being a head coach, decisions he didn't manage games well. I mean, the play calling was suspect. Just not utilizing the run when opportunities were there. The play calling, like I said, everything as far as like managing the game, I don't think he did well. I mean, then we treat him like he's the offensive coordinator, but he's the head coach. So far as his job as the head coach, I think that's like he's on the hot seat for that.
He's back to basically head coach, offensive coordinator, play caller. Like you understand, we're right back there after debating that for
because it's what technically worked in 2023. Whether what your definition of work is, that's a whole different thing, Tay, but that's where it's at. So by the definition of this, wouldn't be like, okay, we're going to give you your offense back, but you really have to show up. But now you're with Joe Flacco, who's 40, and with Kenny Pickett, who's off the scrap heap, and I got a third round and a fifth round guy, day two, day three guys.
I mean, yeah, but like I look at it like, you know, far as like we look, the year we to the playoffs. I mean, the defense really carried us to the playoffs the year, and he won coach of the year. I mean, yeah. And, I mean, then after that, I mean, far as like, as far as head coaching, I think he just not doing a good job.
All right, Tay, I think a lot of people agree with you, and thank you very much for the call. I think it's an impossible position for a lot of Browns fans. I mean, you hear the frustration of what Tay's saying. And for fear of being misquoted by my own radio station online, because it just becomes a giant distraction, but you guys can all laugh about it, so I'm glad to that, you know, my boss can laugh about it in the hallway. That's always a lot of fun. I think the NFL insiders will say, are you making a Belichickian mistake? Are you doing something like that? Because everything he's done seems to be out of the, let's be honest, it seems to be out of the Belichick playbook when it comes to handling of the media, handling of issues, influence in, on one side of the football or not. You know, that resonates with the Breers and the Florios of the world. And I think that that weighs heavily on the Cleveland Browns. Coming up at 8 o'clock, everybody's got a price. Everybody wants to pay. Coming up next, Patrick Mahomes has responded to being called fat. It's in 5 minutes and about last night on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Now, the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
So Patrick Mahomes has been in the news against his will because people are talking about his weight after these vacation pictures emerged. He has responded without responding via an article on CNBC. So this morning I see an article on CNBC and it's talking about Patrick Mahomes and all of his investments and his portfolio. And he talks about investing in this coffee company, Throne Coffee Company.
Okay.
Never heard of it, but this is what he had to say about it. And he was talking about the calorie count, the sugar count. So the quote from the article is, given for how frequently people care about what they're putting in their bodies and consuming coffee, I feel there needed to be a better for you option. I'm putting something clean in my body, no junk, no sugar, added electrolytes and B vitamins. So he has this whole pitch for this healthy coffee, which is funny given that we have found out recently that his diet is almost exclusively takeout and fast food. But this is the part where I think that this is him responding without responding. He made this investment in March of 2024, 14 months ago. Why is CNBC publishing an article today about an investment that Patrick Mahomes made over a year ago?
Wow. Is this right after these comments by that radio host?
Exactly. This radio host called him fat, and all of a sudden he's like, wait, no, but I'm investing in this coffee because I care about what I put in my body.
Okay, I did not know that that was his diet. I didn't know that. I mean, I remember LeBron James, when he came into the league, they talked about his diet consisting of candy, you know, just a bunch of garbage when he came into the league.
Yeah, because he was 18.
And he was 18 years old, right? And then later in his career... and I don't know how many years later, it was all about he spends $1 million on his body. I think it was $1.3 million on his body every single year. And now every athlete says they spend $1 million
on
their body.
That's a lot of fast food, according to that radio show host.
Yeah, so I wonder what the truth really is. Like, is he sandbagging a little bit? Now, people will talk about how he looks. Now, we only had a guy's perspective on this yesterday.
Fair.
What do you think about how Patrick Mahomes' body looks?
I thought he looked fine. Honestly, like if I saw him in the gym, like if he came in my gym and worked out and I didn't know who he was, I'd be like, yeah, that guy works out frequently. I can tell he works out.
So you didn't think he looked fat?
Not at all. And here's the thing. And this is why I get kind of annoyed at this is that he was on vacation. Everyone's going to be a little fluffy on vacation.
A little bloated.
Because, yeah, you're bloated. Yes. You're drinking. You're eating. You're not trying to like suck in your gut and look good for pictures unless you're going to post them on Instagram and those are going to get Photoshopped and Facetuned anyway. So who cares? I give people leeway when they're on vacation. I don't think he looked fat at all. I thought he looked fine.
That's funny. The picture thing you talk about, and if you're caught on vacation, you know, I always say this too. When women get surprised for their engagement pictures out of nowhere when they get engaged to,
oh,
and there's
see
a
those
photographer
double chins coming out because they're doing
women
this thing.
Don't
yeah.
they, we none of us yeah. look the same when we're not expecting something to happen, when we're not dressed
Bingo.
Up when
Bingo.
We're not looking at our angles. Like, what is a bigger surprise than an engagement scenario?
That's why in all the pictures you're from behind the woman off to the corner and you see the guy doing the whole thing.
Yeah.
None of us on the knee.
The exact
same thing. And it's like the same thing with like fitness influencers, because one of my friends at the gym was talking about they're always like showing from behind. And I was like, yeah, if you show a squat from the front, if they're doing the squat properly, they're going to be pushing their gut out
for
support.
And
it doesn't look good. It's unflattering.
All of it. There's a big time podcaster that is just rich and famous. And they showed him from the side, the profile view, and they're like, whoa, he should never take a photo from the side profile. The internet is ready to come at everybody. And Patrick Mahomes, I thought, looked fine in that picture.
He looked normal. He looked so normal.
And we don't see him without his shirt on. So he might look like that in the middle of December. I don't know. During season. Now, he admitted, right, I think that he's 15 pounds, you know, off where he normally is. But a lot of these athletes, that is so easy. They cut that so fast right in training camp when they have to report. And they used to be two-a-days. We don't really do two-a-days anymore.
No.
But they start actually doing cardio again. You know, I think some people are probably a little annoyed that these guys make all this money and they can't just stay in shape year-round. Well, the reality is they make all that money and it allows them to live the life they want to live.
Two things. You know who
consequences.
You know who stays in shape year-round? David Njoku. That's why you pay him. More on that coming up at 8:22 this morning.
No, it's funny.
And
wait, you say that? There was a picture of David Njoku.
He exists without his shirt on all the time.
But there was a picture of him about 2 months ago, and people were like, whoa, how much weight has he gained this offseason?
Oh, really?
Yes, somebody we work with might have said something like that.
No. Uh-oh.
Somebody you might be texting with all morning might have said something like that.
Uh-oh.
So I'm just saying.
Does that person have photos of David Njoku eating cake?
Right. Yeah, it might help. None of us look good on vacation. That is a fact.
I didn't get on bended knee when I proposed to Miss Liz. Didn't do that.
Excuse me?
Oh, we got in a huge fight before about it because she was like, when are you going to do it? It was like everything. She knew like the ring was bought, and I got a big yelling match. When the hell did I propose with her? Because I remember we got married 9 months after I proposed, which sounds like, but no, it wasn't that situation. Because I remember I was coming home from Cleveland for something, and I was so pissed, and she was not happy with me. And then I was like, went upstairs, I went to her room because she was living in her parents' house. I was like, we get married. And I like held the ring up, and that was it. And then I drank natural iced tall boys.
So no professional, photographer was hired.
No, God,
for
no.
This because now
we had some champagne in the kitchen with
you
her
didn't
parents.
Write your whole story in chalk on the sidewalk.
No, I didn't do that. But if you want to, that's why you get the Peter & Company Jewelers in Avon Lake. If you want a better love story than mine, get to peterjewelers.com.
All right. So anyway, I just thought that article was funny because it is a masterclass in it's not what is being said, it's when it's being said. So we're going to move on. Matt Ryan was on the Dan Patrick Show yesterday, and he was asked this. So again, that's courtesy of the Dan Patrick Show. Do you think that is a genuine take by Matt Ryan? Like, do you think he genuinely thinks that Tom Brady can still play, or is he just blowing smoke because it's Tom Brady?
Yes, and he can play.
Yeah.
He could play. He could. What?
Yeah. Would you want Tom Brady in this quarterback room
I think honestly, he'd probably be better than anything you have right now.
216-474-0092. Would Tom Brady be the starting quarterback for the Cleveland Browns in this quarterback room right now?
Yeah, I mean, as is. Okay,
Is it bad that I love that idea?
Well, hold on.
I love that so much.
47. He's going to be 48 when the season
starts. Is Joe Flacco not the old man in the room anymore?
Wow.
His arm didn't seem to have any of the mustard off that football in the last year. The fact that we know he can win at the line of scrimmage still. Right now, he can outsmart all the defenses and take the easy. The layups are going to be there for him.
He can't start for the... No,
he could do all of that.
No, you're drunk.
Mobility...
This would be great.
No, mobility is probably down, but that... When was mobility ever a part of his game?
No.
He was the king at making sure to... No. Be no. able to be proficient without any mobility. No. So
would Tom Brady be the perfect bridge quarterback for the Cleveland Browns when they draft their quarterback in 2026?
No. He's been out of the league for a couple of years. He's not in football shape. No.
I mean, Matt Ryan says that he thinks he's in better shape now than when he played.
Because he hasn't been taking hits the last couple of years. So he's probably in better physical condition. But it doesn't mean he's ready to go and you get out there in training camp and spin it for the Cleveland Browns. Of course, there's plenty of guys out there going, could it get any worse, Ken? What are you holding him up for? I go, yeah, that's a fair point. That's why it makes it a debate.
All right, last one. The NCAA March Madness committee met this week to discuss possible expansion for both the men's and the women's tournaments. They did not make a decision, but they did say that they could potentially expand to 72 or 76 games within the next year or two.
I can do this very quickly with you. I will tell you this, and thank you very much for this wonderful about last night. I don't want them to expand, but I want them to keep talking about expanding because it's really the only thing the general public cares about the college basketball anymore. And how Cooper Flagg looked last night, but they didn't give a damn about anything he did with Duke.
It's all about the Boozer kids now.
That's it for about last night. David Njoku, another man to pay. That coming up at 8:22 this morning. We have another man to pay coming up at 8:02. And also, speaking of money, you can put a price on love. Jeff Thomas has a tale of whimsy for us coming up in 5 minutes on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.